This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. We've got so much to talk about today. Here I am, you know, sitting with you. My chickens are in the backyard, and I know you can't hear them because my microphone doesn't allow you to, but they are screaming today. I don't know. Must be that summer solstice energy. They are having a good time out there. And I hope you're having a good time wherever you are, or that you're planning to get some time to have a good time sometime soon. Soak up all the sun that's out there waiting for you. So I want to tell you a story because you know our show is about changing the world through goodness and kindness. And something happened to me yesterday that I woke up today and I was still crying for happiness. An Eagle Scout came to the food pantry and built before our eyes a vegetable stand. It's his Eagle Scout project. And he had to first come to us and ask what we needed, because he needed to build something that would last and affect the community in a positive way. We said, we really need a great big vegetable stand on wheels. So when we get our crates of produce, we have a place to put it so it looks good and the boxes are easy to open. And, you know, we're just a few volunteers serving like 100 families a week. So we really need something sturdy that's going to support us. So this young man, Matthew, he did the measurements. He did the fundraising to buy the wood and everything else that was needed. He built the vegetable stand with a mentor, with his community and his family around him and supporting him. And they brought all the pieces to the food pantry yesterday and they built it. They had to build it in the room because it's never going to get out the door unless we take it apart. It's enormous. And the whole thing made me cry. Like, it just touched me so. So I thought I must be losing my mind because, you know, it's a vegetable stand, Casey. Get over yourself. But I went and did a deep dive on the internet to ask, why am I feeling this way? Why was I so moved by the whole thing? And here's what I came up with. It's something that researchers are calling Kama Muta. In fact, there's a Kama Muta lab that helps study, quote, the sudden feeling of oneness, love, belonging, or union with an individual, person, a family, a team, a nation, nature, the cosmos, good, God, or even a kitten. That's a quote from the website. The name was chosen deliberately to avoid the baggage associated with everyday terms, so researchers turned to Sanskrit. Kama means love, muta means moved. This is all from Psychology Today. So the physical sensations include tears, chills, feeling warm in the chest, goosebumps, and in English we say things like move to tears, emotionally touched, it warmed my heart. But we didn't really have one clean word for it until now. These researchers are calling it Kama Muta, and they have a lab where they study this feeling, which you can find more. Just Google Kama Muta research, and you can do the deep dive yourself. So that's what happened to me. Oh, by the way, it's Kama Muta Lab. Kama Muta Lab, and that might be .org. And the primary figure is Alan Fisk, a professor of psychological anthropology at UCLA. Man, oh man. So Kama Muta, that is that feeling of seeing love in action, and something deep inside of us responds to that, right? We were wired to recognize Kama Muta. I just love that. All right, I wanted to share that with you today before I introduce you to a very lovely guest who was introduced to me by Violetta. Violetta, if you listen to the show for a long time, she's someone I met through Zooms during COVID when our women's group was meeting on Zoom. Violetta says to me, oh my God, I saw this woman, Georgia, on a YouTube. She is so positive and filled with love and light. I think you should have her on the show. And I said, okay, Georgia Morissette, come on over. Hi, Georgia. Welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for the invite. Looking forward to talking about the same beliefs that you and I have.
Yes, yes. There was something when Violetta told me about you And then I did a little research and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this woman. So I'm so glad you're here. Now, I think I have to start here. You do so many things, you spread so much positivity, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But you are about to be 80 years old, which is something no one would believe, looking at you and judging by your energy. You're teaching chair yoga, you're writing a book, but in your childhood, you escaped from Hungary. Could you tell us about that just a little bit?
Well, I was 10 years old when that happened. And basically, think of this, my mother had gone to an interview with the teacher, you know, parent teacher interview. And the teacher said, you know, your daughter is very smart, but she won't be able to go past grade 8 because of your background and the communism. So I just wanted you to get her ready. She'll be working in a factory as she grows up. So not that there's anything wrong with working in a factory, but that's not what my parents envisioned for me. And then there was all because my father and his brothers had owned a stationery store before the communism. We were on a watch to be deported. And there was so much drama going on that my father and my mother decided, that's it, we're escaping. Now, I will fast forward to, because I could talk a whole hour and a half on this, and I won't. I could fast forward to, we're now being guided across the farmer's field to escape from Hungary to Vienna, to Austria, I should say. And as we're walking across, there was 14 people altogether, and the shot up a flare. And I remember visually, I looked up and I love fireworks. And I thought, oh my gosh, how pretty. And somebody literally smashed me down, face down on the muddy farmer's field. And I thought, what's going on? Well, apparently I was explained very quietly, dear, that's not fireworks. That's a flare so they can see your silhouette and shoot you. So next time you see one of those, please go down on your own so I don't have to push you down. So basically coming to Canada, not speaking any English, welcomed by Canada so beautifully. I was always introduced as a little immigrant girl, the little girl who escaped from Hungary, the little refugee girl. And as a result, I gave my power away. And from the age of 10 to 33, I would not have agreed to come on this because, like, this is too public, too important, and I'm not that important.
Right.
So from now on, look out.
Look out. You know, it's an incredible story that something so wonderful, right? Coming to Canada was a wonderful thing for your family. Terrible thing that you had to leave Hungary. But coming to Canada was actually a wonderful thing, but it still gave you a negative perception of yourself because you were named the refugee girl, right? The little special one that needed to be, I don't know, whatever, taken care of or something. It diminished your spirit to yourself. Wow.
So much so I used to be called a mouse.
Yeah.
And as you notice from our discussion already, I rose from the ashes. How's that?
Yeah.
I'm catching up. And because of that, one of my favorite sayings is don't give your power away. Nobody has the right to take your power away. You're in charge.
How did you get it back? What was the path that brought you back to you?
Okay, so I'm a teacher by profession, although I've done many other careers. I'm teaching yoga for 27 years. But I remember we were teaching in Germany for 3 years for the military. And this woman named Gail, we used to, if we didn't go camping over the weekend all over Europe with our three children, we used to go out to the officers' mess after the kids were put to bed. There was a little snack and dancing and music. And this woman named Gail, 3 times in a row, came over to the table. How are you doing? How's your week going? And so on. And after the third time when she came over, she said, Georgia, why don't you ever come over to my table? And I said, well, it's awkward for me. I'd come over and say, oh, okay, I'm going to go get a drink now when I want to leave, or I best go to the bathroom. See you later. She said, how about just coming over, asking me how I am, and then saying, enjoy the rest of your evening and leave. Can you do that? And I said, I could. She said, next time, when I'm here and you're here, you get over to my table and do it.
Wow.
Dare you, and I expect you. That's what happened.
Wow. Well, explain that to me. What do you think she was? Was she being a good friend? What did she see in you? Like, what?
I think if she explained after, she said you were a hidden treasure and I wanted to break the treasure box open.
Wow. And at this time, you were a wife, a mother.
And three children and teaching grade sevens. I don't think I was a very strict teacher because the kids used to call me mom.
Yeah. Wow. So Gail, thank you, Gail, wherever you may be. What did that feel like? Did you do it the next time you were out this event? Did you walk up to her?
I did. And I gave her a hug saying, thank you. You made much more of a difference than you'll ever know.
Right. And then what happened? What was the rest of the journey like?
Well, from then on in, I came out of my shell, if you will. And then I began to step up for different things. And I think I told you, yes, I was a teacher for 18 years, but then I got into sales. I got into motivational speaker. I got into different things that made a difference. As a matter of fact, during COVID, I had passed out little positive sayings. You know, one of my favorite ones is believe in yourself and smile.
Mm.
You know, just little sayings with little flowers around it, little pieces of paper, over 700 times. And you don't know how often people would say, oh my God, you just made my day. And that's not why I'm doing it. I'm just doing it to make a difference. And oh, there is one more. Am I allowed to tell more stories?
Yes, please. That's why we're here.
So I told you I teach chair yoga to seniors now. And usually it takes a senior who moves into a home about 3 months to acclimatize because they've left everything behind and they don't know anybody and takes 3 months to belong. This woman came into my chair yoga class one morning. She said, hi, I just moved in, and she had a wig on and she was on a wheelchair and she did everything. My classes are half an hour long and I play Gangnam Style and fun songs. So even Alzheimer's sweethearts get going because the music makes them going. And anyway, at the end of my half an hour, I walked over to this lady and I said, excuse me, did I hear you wrong that you just moved in this morning? She said, no, I just moved in. I said, I've never seen anyone join in and get with the program so instantaneously. Do you have a secret? She goes, yes. I said, what's your secret? Do you mind sharing it? Acknowledge, accept, and adjust.
Whoa. Acknowledge, accept.
Acknowledge, accept, and adjust.
Whoa.
I had written that on little stones at least 400 times and passed it out to people. And people will say to me if they see me again, I have that on my computer. I have that on my dash in my car. To me, that's how you go through life is using those three words. Whatever's happening, acknowledge it. May take a while to accept it. May take a while to adjust to it.
Right. But keep coming back to acknowledging, accepting, adjusting. It's a fast track. But so much in life, so much suffering comes from not acknowledging. We're trying to push away the thing that's causing us pain. No, that's not happening. No, you know, reminds me so much of my husband. I'll say something like, you know, the oil burner's making a funny sound. No, it's not. It always does that. He won't acknowledge it at first. He pushes it away. But acknowledge that it's happening. Don't try to push it away. Accept that this is the reality. Suffering comes from fighting with reality. And then adjust. You got to do something. You got to do something. After you acknowledge and accept, you have more power to know what it is you should do. So I want to thank that lady in the chair yoga class. That is amazing. Acknowledge, accept, adjust. Fast track to end some suffering. All right, we are talking to Georgia Morissette. She is Canadian now via Hungary. And I love to listen to you speak because I can hear Canada and Hungary in your diction. And I think it's beautiful. So you say, too, that we, each person, should choose a word that defines us, like our word. Do I have that right?
Oh, totally.
What's your word?
Persisting.
Wow.
I persist. I don't give up. Like, let's say my keyboard is not working on my computer. Do I just say, oh, we've got a call? But no, there's something stuck in here. Let's just see if we can clean it a little bit. Oh, there it is. It's going. Like, keep working at your purpose, at your goal. Don't give up right away saying, oh, it's not working.
Wow.
There's a saying, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
Yeah, it works. I tried to think of my word and all I could come up with was hard working. And that didn't make me feel very good.
Go ahead, come up with a new one then.
I don't know. Like, I thought this is very trickily hard. It's hard to come up with one word.
You know what? You could actually ask all the people that you're making a difference to see if they can come up with a word about you.
Oh, I'm sure some of them have words we can't say on the radio. But that's an interesting process. So yours is persist. Your word is persist.
Yes.
All right. Another idea that you are a proponent of is responding, not reacting.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. If the world could learn that, we would have much more peace. So I told you about the little notes that I've passed out. So at the time that this little story happened, I was at number maybe 600 have been passed out. And I'm at a dollar store and the cashier is ready to take my purchases. And I give her one of these and she looks and she throws it in the garbage.
Ooh.
Okay. So I remember just kind of stopping because that never happened. And then I took a deep breath and I went, Georgia, don't give your power away. 600 liked it. 601 didn't like it. And I came up with a new saying, and then what?
Yeah.
And I sewed it on a t-shirt. And maybe that's the next business I should go into. T-shirts with, and then what?
Yeah.
Don't give your power away because somebody didn't smile at you. Speaking of which, did you know that your face relaxes if you smile? Your shoulder relaxes, your neck relaxes. And we were standing at the back of the church one time and my husband said, why is everybody smiling at us? I said, because I'm smiling at them.
Mm.
You won't believe you can all play this game. Smile as you're walking down the street and see how many people smile back at you. It's amazing.
You know what's amazing? How far you've come from the Georgia who didn't speak up. Now you're giving out free inspiration and you're smiling at people. You're walking down paths that you wouldn't have dreamed of walking down.
I'm counting my blessings that this has happened. Count your blessings, not your missings.
Not your missings. Yeah, I think Violet told me that you said that. Count your blessings, not your missings. We had lunch the other day and she said, and I saw Georgia said, count your blessings, not your missings. And I think she put that on a postie. Did your family, your children, your husband, your relatives, did they notice the change in you? What was their reaction?
Well, I'm trying to see the very close people. I was me.
Mm.
Outside of the cluster of wonderful family and best friends, I was the mouse. They called me the mouse.
Yeah.
But inside, so the close people, and here's something interesting. I went to a course where they said, write down all the people in your queendom. So I wrote down 35 names of women that I love and enjoy being friends with. And the woman who was teaching the course came up and she said, no. I said, what do you mean, no? She said, I said, people who would do anything for you, you love, you count on, they count on you. 35 people? Maybe not. So she said, less than 5. So here's an important one for any one of us to try. Who is in your queendom? You would do anything for them and they would do anything for you, more than likely less than 5, not 35.
Really? So did you whittle your list down?
Yes, totally.
In your queendom. Okay, I can think of 2 right off the bat, so I could probably come up with 5.
Doesn't have to be 5, but less than 5. 5 or less than 5.
Right. So what you're saying is we're really most, maybe this is what you're saying, we're really most ourselves with our inner circle.
And we'll do anything for them and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. When you were handing out 700 pieces of paper during COVID, what was your intention?
To make a difference in people's lives.
And why is that your job?
Okay, that's an interesting question. Once upon a time, way back, I said I wanted to be a missionary, but not a nun, but a missionary. And to me, that's part of my missionary work, is to make a difference to another human being every single day. As a matter of fact, I actually teach my sweetheart senior groups right now. In the morning, we all go to the bathroom, but hopefully on the way out of the bathroom, we see a mirror. And you're meant to look at the mirror and look at yourself and then point at yourself and say, I'm amazing. Then you point at the mirror and say, you're amazing. Then you go back and forth with your hands and say, we're amazing. How wonderful. You already had a great compliment. You've already moved your shoulders.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Love it. I'm a big fan of saying nice things in the mirror, especially when I'm not looking my best. I am a big fan of that. So your work has always been your ministry. Whatever your work is, it's always been a ministry. Yeah. Got it. Got it. Now you're writing a book. Tell us about that.
Georgia Moore said, From Revolution to Evolution. It's going to be published by the end of September. We're very fortunate that we found a publisher right here in the city. So we didn't have to do long distance, but there are now people talking about translating it into Hungarian and making a difference. Again, I love the idea. The book explains my escape story, and it mentions all the things that have happened along the way, probably summarized right here in what I've been sharing with you.
Yeah. You know, listeners may be thinking, gee, I know another Morissette from Canada.
Who do you know? Now I'm interviewing you.
Well, is it something you want to mention, or should we just let it go?
Well, I have three children. There's the eldest, who just turned 55 yesterday, Chad, and it was Father's Day as well, too. So thank goodness we got to celebrate with him. And then Wade is living in Vancouver, and he is the one who taught me how to be a yoga teacher. He trained me.
Wow.
So then there is our daughter who lives in U.S., Alanis, and the three of them to me have made such a difference to us by relating to us on a regular basis, caring about us, and making a difference by their talent and their art. To me, I'm not going to exaggerate, but that's how I feel. They're making a difference to the whole world.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
If every night you can say, what did I do that was a good deed today? And maybe you didn't. Maybe you just, you know, stayed at home and didn't do anything. Can you say a prayer for someone?
Mm-hmm.
Can you, well, with all the texting and the emails, can you send something to someone? Okay, now I've made a difference. Thank you. I can go to sleep. And I don't know if I should share it. Do you want me to share something that's kept us really, really happy lately?
Yes, please.
Okay, two things. We're taking a life coach course for 3 years on Tuesday night. And Mike McMahon has so impacted our lives with his training. I love psychology. So with all this, it has been amazing that he has got us to shift to having our main meal at lunch hour, not at supper. I sleep 8 to 10 hours without getting up. Stop having coffee after 2 o'clock. Stop having dessert after 2 o'clock. And the one that I love, love, love is to, in the morning, remember I mentioned a few minutes ago, but I'm amazing, you're amazing, we're amazing at the mirror. Go back to bed and meditate for 10 minutes. Now, I'm hyperactive, so lying there and just meditating for 10 minutes is not good for me. So I actually, with my sweetheart husband, listen to Insight Timer guided meditation. For 3 years, we've done it every single morning. And then in the evening, we do another meditation. That's our idea. But we learned from someone, if you have a partner, tell them at the end of the day, what do you appreciate about each other?
Mm.
Sometimes it's very short list. Sometimes it's a long list. But you must be able to find something that the other person did well, and you better show up doing something well yourself so they've got something to say.
Our guest has been Georgia Morissette. We are going to look for your book in September. You'll have to come back and talk more of that. And I'm so grateful that you are now a part of my queendom, my extended queendom. because you're someone who's doing great things in the world. Thank you so much.
Well, it's an honor being invited. Thank you so much. You're making a difference. You know that.